At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Tomorrow afternoon is opening day for the Texas Rangers. They'll start the year against their main rival and World Series champs, the Houston Astros. After a rough season last year, the Rangers are looking to bounce back. As KERA's Gus Contreras reports, the expectations aren't too high.
There's a lot of questions surrounding the Texas Rangers this year. Las Vegas experts think the team's a long shot, only giving the Rangers 200-1 odds to win the World Series this year.
This is not a team that does well as the hunted. They like to be the hunter.
That's Emily Jones. She's a dugout reporter for the team's TV broadcast on Fox Sports Southwest.
They like to be the underdog. They like to have a chip on their shoulder. They like to make sometimes things a little bit harder than they might need to be. These guys know what the expectations are on the outside, and they know they're not very high. And I think they're fine with that because they're worried about their own expectations.
One of those expectations is to keep up with the Astros in the American League West division. While it might seem like the Rangers have a steep hill to climb, the team has won 2 out of the last 3 division titles. Jones has been covering the Rangers since 2007. She says the team has high hopes for its 3 young best players, Joey Gallo, Nomar Mazara, and Rougned Odor.
This is probably the most question marks we've had coming into a season, so maybe there's that little bit of not really uncertainty, but excitement to see kind of where chips fall.
And in order for the team to be in the hunt, she says they'll need
some early wins to where they can, maybe build a little confidence and, and keep themselves in it.
So if you're feeling lucky, those 200-1 odds on the Rangers aren't that bad. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Tomorrow's home opener starts at 2:35 in the afternoon at Globe Life Park in Arlington. The Rangers are debuting some new foods this year, including a hot dog stuffed inside a hollowed-out pickle. Check out pictures of that and the other items at KERANews.org. You may not recognize her name, but you're probably familiar with Nell Scovell's work. In her 3 decades in the entertainment business, Scovell has written jokes for The Simpsons, Late Night with David Letterman, and even President Barack Obama. And for most of that time, she was the only woman in the writer's room. Today on Think, she talked with Chris Boyd about how to solve Hollywood's diversity problem.
It takes effort. You know, there's this belief that the reason we can have more diverse rooms is there's a pipeline problem. So I don't buy into this. I think we have a broken doorbell problem. And there are all these talented women and people of color and people with disabilities who are standing on that doorstep ringing the bell, and no one is opening the door. So the talent is out there, and it needs to be encouraged, and it needs to be advocated for. And again, it will make your product better.
Nell Scovell is the author of Just the Funny Parts and A Few Hard Truths About Sneaking into the Hollywood Boys Club. This episode of Think rears tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. These days, we know quite a bit about human hearts. It's been about 50 years since the first successful transplant. In a way, though, hearts are still full of mystery. Joy Diaz with Texas Standard introduces us to a Dallas doctor trying to solve those mysteries of the heart by studying the organs that no one wants anymore.
It's cold and early.
Yeah, you want coffee?
I'm at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas with 85-year-old Dr. William Roberts. He's lean, doesn't have a lot of white hair left on his head, and walks quickly. Hospital spokesperson Susan Hall tries to catch up to him as she asks about a recent vacation.
Went to New York City.
Oh, that's a good place. Did you go to hospitals and look for hearts?
You don't go heart shopping, do you?
I did when I was in Washington, D.C. area, but not here.
For almost 60 years, Roberts has traveled the country collecting the hearts of people who have had a transplant.
Now, Baylor has a storage facility to put these hearts in, and it's magnificent. Yeah.
It's an unusual thing to do, because most doctors consider the old heart as waste. But a handful, literally just 4 or 5 doctors around the world, studied this waste. Roberts, right here in the heart of Texas, is one of them.
And I'm almost the only one left.
For decades, Roberts has been fascinated by hearts and intrigued by transplants.
I mean, that's a miracle.
But he wasn't all that pumped up by cardiology in general until he discovered that discarded hearts told stories. He says they tell him in detail how each patient lived and hold the mysteries of why their hearts failed.
I come in every day, and I love what I do.
Like a detective, Roberts closely examines the scene. He looks at scars on each old heart, the size, the weight, the color. We move into the lab where Robert's assistant washes the heart Sandra Harvey was born with. Harvey's here too. Now, with a new heart, she looks gorgeous.
I feel like a million bucks, I promise.
And healthy. She sits at a round table near Robert's, who sounds like a medium reading Harvey's cards.
Now, I know your blood pressure with a heart like that was about 90 over 60 or 100 over 70.
Yeah, you're right. How do you know?
This heart has no power.
He also knows, just from looking at her old heart, Harvey must have spent years unable to lay down flat to sleep. Roberts shows Harvey what a healthy heart should look like.
Normally, the left ventricle here is very small.
In the image, the left ventricle is closed tight, like puckered lips.
Now look at yours.
How big mine is, wow.
So yours is like this. It's sort of quivering.
Harvey's left ventricle looks like a wide, open mouth, unable to pucker. Roberts draws on big sheets of paper to show Harvey how her heart was unable to pump blood. The remaining mystery? What caused this? Often the culprits are a lack of exercise and an excess of food. 6 million people in the U.S. suffer from heart disease, and the hearts in Roberts' lab show it. They look like they were dipped in thick yellow wax, but actually they're encapsulated in fat. They float in the buckets where Robert stores them, something that he says used to be rare.
We did a study on that when I was at NIH in 1983, I believe. Only 5% of the hearts floated.
Today, it's about half. But Sandra Harvey's old heart is not one of them.
Your coronary arteries are clean as a whistle.
It's lean. She tells Dr. Roberts she's an Army veteran who exercised and ate well. Her mother was a nutritionist, but her mother, too, suffered from heart failure and died from it. Harvey wonders where
because
things
I'm
went
like,
wrong.
All right, Sandra, let's think about what you didn't do.
No, don't be guilty.
I feel that way.
Yeah, but it may be you.
Roberts tells her she's very lucky to have a new heart. Out of millions waiting, only about 30,000 people get one every year. And she didn't do anything wrong. He says the mystery in her case leads back to genes. Roberts says Harvey should stop dwelling in the past and focus on how much better her health is.
Now that I got a new heart, everything is fantastic. Even my hair growing.
What's the secret there? I need some of that.
We all look at Dr. Roberts's bald head and laugh. Now, how to grow hair? Well, that's a mystery for some other time. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.
Coming up tomorrow morning, Houston native Wes Anderson is known for making quaint, lighthearted films like Moonrise Kingdom. Our big screen team talks about his latest, Isle of Dogs, and how Anderson's aesthetic translates to Japan, and about the line between appreciation and appropriation. That's tomorrow morning at 8:23 during Morning Edition. Cloudy skies in store for us tonight. There's a chance for showers with a low around 53. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 20% chance rain with a high around 73. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.